dollop, here's Mama Took. Lean back and stay a while now, here's Mama Took.
Hello again, anybody. Morgan here for the Big M on this April 1-6. The magic word? Refund. Right? Of course, it's a feat of magic just to break even. Suggest you forget it. Forget it. Enjoy some music with us, some laughs with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. They're coming up in about 3 minutes. Don Costa's music first. Ilya, darling.
When you chew, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Dacron by DuPont. A man's way to stay neat with style presents Monitor on stage. Performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs. We'll hear Mike Nichols and Elaine May in just 1 minute.
Weather so hot, you want to holler? Easy look like $1 million. Wear a suit that's made with Dacron. The only way to keep your cool, man. Goodbye, wrinkle. Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness. Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron, man, fabric is right up to the minute. When a suit has Dacron in it, name your style and pick your brand. The choice is best in all the land. Goodbye, wrinkle, Dacron chase you away. Hello, neatness, Dacron make you stay. When you buy a suit today, Dacron is the word to say. I say Dacron. Dacron polyester, man. Boy DuPont.
See fine tailored suits with Dacron at your favorite store now. Now on stage, Nichols and May.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Hi. Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone
you were
to
supposed
call.
To call yeah. me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second and
you
I could
didn't
cut
have
my
a
throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone
I know.
all day Friday.
Just work, work, work. And
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I gotta call Mom.
All day dear, Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe
all
me.
All day Sunday.
I,
and your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, your face.
Darling.
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls.
Mom.
He never calls.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey.
You know,
look,
Arthur,
listen.
I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers, you know? And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off...
Down.
...to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have
you
me on the phone.
You know how I worry.
Well, I do. That's the point.
I'm so
please,
hard
don't
to
just
mother
tell
mother.
Me how you
That's
are,
so
Mom.
Hard.
Tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. I really am. What's wrong?
Nothing. You know what it is, honey.
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's
yeah.
my nerves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And, he told me yeah. right out.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Listen, yeah. who are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You are a
yeah.
very nervous,
yeah.
very
yeah.
high-strung woman.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you cannot stand yeah. the slightest aggravation.
Yeah, sure,
well,
yeah.
I said, doctor,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I said, doctor, I have this son. He is. It's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is. He's very busy. You see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom.
Well,
dear,
Arthur,
I want you to tell...
when I said
Mom...
that to him, that man turned pale.
Right. Dear, Mom.
He said,
Mom.
I have been a doctor for 35 years.
Right.
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right. Mom, dear,
That's
listen,
That's just
I...
what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
and
I want
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say?
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And, honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
Monitor on Stage will feature another performance by Mike Nichols and Elaine May this evening. Now a word about fine tailored suits with Dacron. Next time you shop for a suit or sport jacket, say, I'd like to see something unusual in Dacron and worsted, and then sit back and enjoy yourself. Cool, press-holding blends of Dacron polyester and wool worsted give you an unparalleled choice of colors, patterns, and superbly fitting models. Enjoy this delightful dilemma as you try to pick your favorite suit and sport jacket with Dacron.
When you shop for suit to stay, Dacron is the word you say. I say Dacron, man, by DuPont.
In 5 minutes, Chet Huntley's comments on winners and losers in the income tax game. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Here's Vicky Carr.
Shorty Shula, Constance is a ring. Shorty Shula, endless is the way. As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day was spring to me till you left and took away the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Sure be sure, constant is the rain. Sure be sure. As I stand here and remember that once our hearts were one, and every day day was spring to me till you left and took away the sun. Now the days are lonely, the song of love is still. They say that I'll forget you, but I say I never will. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. And it hurts with such a pain to be alone and lonely in the rain. Sure be sure, constant is the rain.
A fellow out in Des Moines was called recently to appear at the Internal Revenue Service office. He was asked to bring the canceled check for the income tax payment he made in 1965. And he wondered why he'd paid in 65. He had the check to prove it. And a revenue agent explained that it would be easier for the man to find the check than for the government to find the record of the payment.
I hear the whisper of a soft autumn breeze, walk an autumn day with me. Bright as a penny are the leaves in the trees. Walk an autumn day with me. Apples and pomegranates, kids in disguise. Walk an autumn day with me. Come where the pumpkins wait to turn into pies. Walk an autumn day with me. I can see, you can see.
Walk an autumn day with me, Tony Sandler and Ralph Young. Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley, brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
Sorry, old boy, but that forbidding document over which you are laboring and muttering has to be in the mailbox by the closing midnight of this weekend. Monday, need I remind you, is income tax day, tra-la. More after this message from Air Express.
Time. Money. Distribution. All key factors in most businesses. Each one interdependent on the other. When you do your shipping by Air Express, you add a national network of distribution to your operation. Because you gain immediate shipping priority, right behind government airmail, next day delivery is the rule instead of the exception. That's because Air Express is the unique partnership between all 36 scheduled airlines and REA Express. Cost? Surprisingly low, especially on shipments between 5 and 50 pounds. Why not check into it? There's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Down in Martinsburg, West Virginia, where the Internal Revenue Service has installed its incredible banks of computers to make honest men out of you and me, the machines are humming with a new suppressed air of excitement. They are about to be fed with an awesome, high-protein, multi-billion-dollar cornucopia of cash. If there are any inflationary pressures still about, still lurking in the less obscure nooks and crannies of the national economy, one would think that this outpouring on the part of 70 million of us citizens would put them all to rout. At this time of the year, as this annual rite creeps up on us, many of us tend to wax a little poetic or philosophical about it all. One may muse, for example, over the fact that until well after the turn of the 20th century, a man's income was as private and as sacrosanct as his religion, his amours, or his politics. That, of course, put the federal government in the role of a rather poor relative, depending for its income on an occasional luxury tax, the sale of various sorts of stamps, the sale and lease of land, and an assortment of other minor fees. The states and cities, riding high on property taxes, were comparatively well off. If your income in 1966 was modest, chances are Uncle Sam will be quite satisfied with a return which, hopefully, you will have in the hands of the Postal Service before the onrushing deadline. If 1966 was a bountiful year, and particularly if your income shot up considerably, there are shorter odds. Your return is quite likely to be audited or reviewed. This has caused Vermont Royster, the caustic journalist for the Wall Street Journal, to observe that the government seems to hold that the poor man is not only worthy of more dignity than the rich, but he is also more honest. As you turn the form this way and that, following the directions from line 13 to line 24 or whatever, you may be inclined to mutter again about the depletion allowances granted those who made it in the oil or gas business. Perhaps you're wondering how you can go to your employer and arrange your salary in some way so that you can declare yourself a capital gain. It might occur to you, as it did someone not long ago, that the income tax system has established free enterprise for the poor and socialism for the rich. But it isn't so bad, perhaps, when you realize that more than 70 million of your fellow citizens are going through the same thing you are, some of them coming up with more, some with less, and some indeed claiming a refund. And if it's of any consolation, you might remember that Uncle Sam is a pretty free spender. You might get some of it back. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
It's one thing to make a dress. It's another to distribute a line of women's wear. A lot of things have to click. And one thing that sets them clicking is Air Express. Samples can be shipped all over the country overnight, and when orders are wired back, production is set. Air Express speeds the whole cycle, often at least cost, especially in the 5 to 50 pound range. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Whistling Jack Smith. The tune, I Was Kaiser Bill's Batman. I've been away. What does that mean? Oh, it's a kind of valet. Aide de camp. Striker. Well, I've said it before. You learn a lot of things on Monitor, and you folks in and around Globe, Arizona are getting us on KIKO. H. Morgan, back shortly.
Monitor, with pleasant sounds and interesting guests on the NBC Radio Network.
In other words, we're the sound that travels. And in anticipation of your next fishing trip, some angles on angling coming up in a couple of minutes. Marilyn May, first, we're the small lure for a lover. If you'll just come back to me.
I'll hire a brass band, the greatest brass band, if you will just come back to me. I'll rent a grandstand and do a handstand, if you will just come back to me. There'll be no more grief, I'll turn a new leaf, there'll be some changes.
Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy, brought to you by Zebco Sports Products and by Keykafer, makers of Mercury Outboard Motors, both divisions of Brunswick Corporation. Here's Kurt.
Right now, we have a few tips for you sportsmen on how to better plan a fishing vacation. You'll hear about it right after this message. The only prize I ever won was a jackknife at a Boy Scout benefit bingo. This is Kurt Gowdy. I'm not eligible to enter Zepco's $25,000 sports stakes, but you are. And you might win the grand prize, a Dreamer camper on a new 67 pickup, plus a glove compartment full of cash, $2,500 in cash. Or you might win a 16-foot fiberglass boat and Mercury motor, a Zepco 909 Deluxe reel, or one of 2,500 other great prizes. It's simple. Just stop by your Zepco dealers and fill out an entry blank. You don't have to buy anything either. But while you're there, take a look at the new lines of Zepco Balance Fishing Tackle, the all-new Cardinal Spinning Reels by Abu, and Outdoor Sporting Gear by Redhead. You'll be impressed. You might even insist on buying something. But don't wait. Enter now. Void where prohibited by law. And remember, when it has the name Zepco or Redhead, buy it. Nothing measures up to Zepco quality. Zepco Division, Brunswick Corporation. I thought you'd like to know that in writing the script for this Monitor Outdoor show, we asked some of the nation's well-traveled experts a few questions. Joe Brooks, for instance, my fishing companion, he and I have been all over the world together. Joe has probably kicked around the world fishing more than any other sportsman. And he seemed to be a logical prospect for the question, what's the first thing to do when planning a fishing vacation? And Joe replied, decide where you want to go. Well, this answer made a lot of sense until I asked another sportsman the same question. He said, find out where the wife doesn't want to go. Well, of course, no two people feel the same way about any particular subject, but in planning a fishing trip away from home, there are certain things to consider. First of all, make sure the information you have at your disposal is up to date. I say this because very often a lake with a good reputation is already over the hill when it comes to fishing. And I know another man who went to a particular wilderness fishing lodge without a reservation to find that it had been closed for 2 years. If you don't know anyone who has personally been to a particular resort or fishing camp, ask for several references before making a reservation. Seasons are very important, too. I know a half dozen fishermen who have booked vacations at Northwood Lodges before the muskie season opened, and thousands of others make seasonal mistakes concerning weather. So determine when the best fishing is and make your reservation accordingly. Now make sure you know exactly what to bring along in the way of clothing and fishing tackle. A friend of mine, for instance, recently went trout fishing in South America and took only clothing suitable for the tropics. He was right about the tropical location, but he forgot that the lake he was to fish was 10,000 feet high and that the weather more closely approximated Canada than Florida. So ask a lot of questions. Pack your suitcase with the type of stuff that you'll need to wear. Well-traveled sportsmen all agree that a guide is an absolute must when fishing strange waters for the first time. The cost of such a guide varies from $5 to $60 per day, depending upon location and equipment offered, but this is usually a wise investment. A guide frequently makes a difference between catching fish and not. And when a man has time and money invested in a vacation, this makes a difference. Fish on your own when close to home or in waters which you're familiar with, but hire a guide at other times. And don't be afraid to try something new. If you've caught bonefish in the Bahamas, how about a float trip down an Arkansas River or a pack trip in the Rockies for the next vacation? I know it's simpler and safer to go back to the same spot year after year, but remember, this world of ours is a mighty interesting place, and the more you see of it, the more you'll appreciate the adventure of living. Well, that's it, sportsmen. Before you take that next vacation, plan it carefully and double your fun. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Outdoors.
Now a word about Mercury outboard motors. On a bicycle, you can stop pumping and still have control. Not with an outboard motor. When the propeller stops turning, that's it. So it's all important to keep the prop turning at all times. That's the idea behind Mercury's shear-proof drive. Hit something, and she gives, instead of shearing, then keeps on running. There's no shear pin to fail. See all 9 quiet new Mercuries, 3.9 to 110 horsepower, at your Mercury outboard dealer. Listen again next weekend for Monitor Outdoors with Kurt Gowdy. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Is your honey all churned up about some other honey? Well, don't worry about it as long as it's Lakeshore-churned honey. If competition is burning, it's because Lakeshore is churning a pure natural honey you can spread with a knife. Try it for breakfast, or mix with peanut butter for school lunches, or eat it plain for instant energy. That's Lakeshore-churned honey. Looks like a light peanut butter, but it's a pure natural honey in spread form. Remember the name, Lakeshore Churned Honey, a honey of a buy at your local food stores. You know why Schaefer beer is different? Because every glass tastes the same. Schaefer has that rare quality of consistency. Schaefer consistently delivers the same great taste from your first cold glass to your last. So try Schaefer. You'll find that every glass is brewed to taste the same. And that makes all the difference.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
WNBC, New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Monitor, 16 minutes before the hour. Many dreams ago, Trini Lopez brought home $2 or $3 for a night's performance, and now many of the dreams are real. Trini will be the guest of Arlene Francis in a few minutes. His music right now.
Here's some bright, happy song you can sing all day long. Morning, night, afternoon, come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad, you forget you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, 'cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put a word to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, that's Trini's tune.
One more time.
Here's a bright, a happy song you can sing all day long, morning, night, afternoon. Come on, sing Trini's tune. Trini's tune makes you glad. You'll forget that you were sad. Trini's tune has a way, makes you happy and gay. And you don't have to know the words, cause if you think about the birds, you'll realize how great they sing. And don't put words to anything. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la.
Today's special concert of the Wynn Oil Company Chorale, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, features the celebrated dramatic soprano, Mrs. Miller. Now, Mr. Keenan Wynn.
Wynn!
Thank you. On behalf of Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and all the products made to keep your car going strong by the Wynn Oil Company people of Azusa, to whom I am not related, I take pride in presenting the inimitable, the incomparable, the magnificent voice of Mrs. Miller.
Wins, 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 wins. This is California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
Bravo! Bravo!
Thank you, thank you. Oh, Mr. Wynn.
Yes?
I should like to dedicate my next selection to your wonderful relatives in Azusa.
Oh, no!
Azusa!
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, my relative, Mel Allen.
Thanks, Henry. Hello there, everybody. In the National Basketball Association's best of seven championship series, Philadelphia breezed to an easy 126-95 home court victory over San Francisco to take a 2-0 lead in the series. Wilt Chamberlain of the 76ers, who was presented with the league's most valuable player award, scored 17 points, picked off 38 rebounds, made 10 assists, and blocked 10 shots. Hal Greer of the 76ers and Rick Barry of the Warriors shared scoring honors, each got 30 points. Game 3 in San Francisco Tuesday night. Baseball results in the National League. Philadelphia beat the Mets 2-0 to sweep the three-game series. They did it on Richie Allen's two-run homer in the fifth inning. Larry Jackson, who tossed a five-hitter, now possesses a 16-0 lifetime record against the Mets. He beat rookie Bill Dennehy. In the first game of a doubleheader, it was Cincinnati 4, San Francisco 1, as Billy McCool beat reliever Lindy McDaniel. Tito Fuentes homered for the Giants. Pittsburgh 6, Chicago Cubs 5. Matty Alou slammed a two-run triple with two out in the ninth inning to drive in the runs to end a three-game Pirate losing streak. Juan Pizarro bested rookie John Upham. Both appeared in relief. Atlanta topped Los Angeles 4-1. That left the Dodgers with a 0-4 record, the only team in the majors without a victory thus far. Denny LeMaster decisioned Don Drysdale. St. Louis, on the other hand, remained the only unbeaten team in the majors with an 11-8 victory over Houston. Bob Gibson beat reliever Carol Cimbera. Home runs for St. Louis, Orlando Cepeda, and two for Lou Brock, his fourth and fifth of the season, and four in 2 days. For Houston, Johnny Bateman homered. In the American League, in the first game of a doubleheader, Tommy Agee and Pete Ward each hit three-run homers to power the Chicago White Sox to a 7-3 victory over Washington. Frank Howard and Bob Chance homered for the Senators. Joel Harlan was the winning pitcher, and Phil Ortega the loser. Cleveland nosed out Minnesota 4-3 as Sam McDowell bested Jim Grant. Leon Wagner hit a home run for Cleveland. In golf, Frank Beard, leading from start to finish, picked up the $20,000 first prize in the Tournament of Champions in Las Vegas with a dramatic one-stroke victory over a hard-charging Arnie Palmer, who fired a sensational 64. You see, Palmer started the day 8 strokes back of Beard, made the turn in a 7-under par 29, including an eagle 3 on the first hole, ran into trouble on the back 9, 4-putted number 14, missed a 2-foot putt on 16, finished with a 64, then went into the clubhouse to wait for Beard to complete his round. Beard came to the 18th, tied with Palmer at 5-under, then dropped a pressure 8-foot birdie putt for an even par 71, a 72-hole score of 278, and the one-stroke victory. George Archer was third with 282. Jack Nicklaus, Bobby Nichols, and Doug Sanders tied for fourth at 284. Pro soccer came to the United States today officially in National League games. Chicago 2, St. Louis 1, Baltimore 1, Atlanta nothing. The rival United Soccer Association begins their play on May the 26th. Yesterday, New York of the New American Basketball Association announced the signing of its first National Basketball Association player, Baltimore Bullet center Leroy Ellis. But today, Ellis sort of played it cagey, if you'll pardon the pun. He refused to confirm or deny the story. He said, it's a possibility, no doubt about it. And then he added that he was going to Baltimore tomorrow, and if I've signed already, I won't have much to talk about with the Bullets, will I? The Baltimore club said that it would not give up without a fight. I don't blame them. And this sports name in the news, middleweight champion Emil Griffith is rated a 13-5 favorite to retain his title against Italy's Nino Benvenuti in Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. And, my good relative, that's the late sports news, Henry.
Thanks, Mel. Mel Allen live with more sports news and results tonight on Monitor. Vaughn's Orchestra, a tune called The Pineapple Market. Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
Call it a rags-to-riches story or a slums-to-success story, but Trini Lopez has really made it, and he'll tell us how he did it in just 1 minute. A favorite subject of conversation for a lot of women I know is home decorating. And the O'Brien people have a new angle on the subject that could liven these conversations considerably. That's the use of color outside your home, on patio surfaces, breezeway areas, porch floors, even sidewalks. O'Brien's VineGuard floor enamel works beautifully in these outdoor areas. Think of the possibilities with the more than 800 colors you can choose from. Bright reds, sunny yellows, and restful greens, and all extremely resistant to fading and to the wear and tear they'll get in these busy outdoor living areas. VineGuard is an easy-to-use latex paint, too. Goes on with a brush or roller quickly, cleans up with soap and water also quickly, and don't overlook VineGuard inside, too. Dries very quickly to a low luster on any inside floor. When you want to bring out color in and around your home, bring home VineGuard vinyl enamel from your neighborhood O'Brien dealer. Trini Lopez, a lot of time and money has been spent within the last few years researching the best ways to reach and teach underprivileged children in ugly slum areas. Now, you yourself were born and reared in the poor, rough and tough Little Mexico district in Dallas. Yet this year you are going back to Dallas to accept their Man of the Year award. How did you do it, Trini?
Well, I think there's only one way to describe it, and that's hard work and ambition and dreams. Like anyone else that wants to, I think, you know, further their careers or their lives.
But you've told me that you used to run around with street gangs when you were a boy and that some of the friends you had then are in prison now. What do you think made the difference for you?
My parents.
Your parents?
Yes. I think that parents are so important in the beginning of a life for young people. To me, I learned more from my parents about life and about how to get along in life and how to treat people.
Mm-hmm.
And more than any school that I ever attended. And it all stems from advice from parents.
Mm-hmm. Your father was a professional musician. I understand that it was he who, I don't know whether I should say pushed you, but prodded you a little into studying music. Did you ever resent your father for that?
No, I always appreciated his interest for me because so many parents do not care what their children
mm-hmm.
are doing or what they should be doing, you know. They just let them go on, and I think parents should, in other words, steer you the right direction, more or less. And
they
then
should
it's
have
up
a strong
you.
Hand, you mean?
Yes, mm-hmm. and steer you, more or less, towards the right way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And something to do, a career, some kind of a craftsmanship or something, you know.
But do you think that you would have made it if your father hadn't pressed you?
I don't think so, because I didn't know him better, you see.
Yeah.
I was about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a young age to really know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And because of him, I sort of realized that maybe it would be nice for me to learn music far as myself.
What was big money when you were a boy? How much did you get when you were small? Do you remember?
$2-3 a night.
What did you do with it, Trini?
I used to give it to my folks. My parents were very, financially, they were not in a very good situation. And so I used to help them when I could.
That's nice to hear. What do you think money means to you mostly? The pleasure of helping your family or the business of saving it, what you can buy with it?
Well, first, my family.
Yes.
Help my family to be comfortable, which I'm very happy to say they are comfortable now. And I'm investing my money to secure my life.
Your old age.
My old age, so that I can retire anytime I want.
Finally, Trini Lopez, what advice would you want to give to a young man who really wants to make it the way you did?
Just a lot of hard work. Mainly working, regardless of how much you're getting paid, just for the experience,
mm-hmm.
and hoping someday that experience will pay off the way it did for me.
My guest, Trini Lopez. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor, and now this for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back on Monitor next weekend. My name is Henry Morgan.
G2, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Well, the advantages of the gas heat, it's a quieter system. It's a cleaner system, which the housewife always appreciates. And overall, I believe it's as economical as any other system. And
which home heating system do builders prefer?
The gas system.
Listen to Morton Pine, builder of Pine Cone Woods, here in Hop Hog Smithtown, Long Island.
And therefore, that's the reason we recommend gas heat. From our experience, we've had no problems with it. And one other advantage, of course, is today you use Oil Company A, and you may have a little argument with them. Tomorrow using Oil Company B. And when Oil Company C comes around, you don't know whose fault it is that the system doesn't work. Because A blames B and B blames C, and then you're in a round robin. So that here you know that you have Long Island Lighting, and that's a big advantage.
This interview was brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
Basement without any...
Although he is well polished, Sterling loves to play games on Fortune Phone at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.